Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I have been hearing about Rivendell Bicycle Works for a long time. My husband's a huge fan. And when Grant Peterson, who created Rivendell Bicycle Works, came out with Eat Bacon, Don't Jog, Get Strong, Get Lean, No BS, my husband grabbed the book. And when he found out I was interviewing him, he was so excited. And I just devoured this book and I devoured a lot of healthy fat. We're going to get into why fat's not your fault and ways that you can be trim and healthy. It's all about doing what Grant talks about. Hello, Grant.
Hello. How are you, Lisa?
Oh, we're good. It's so good to have you on. All right, Grant. So the title, Eat Bacon, Don't Jog. Did you get some flack for this? Or because I'm sure people are like, what?
Well, you know, when you're trying to come up with a book title, you write down a few options, and I sent my editor in six of them, and this is the one that I liked, and it was the one that she liked. But it all comes down to eating bacon and not jogging, I guess. That's a slightly simplistic, but... That's how it works.
So tell us a little bit about the book and kind of, you know, what inspired you to write it.
Well, I used to exercise like 3 hours a day really hard, and I was eating low fat, high fiber, whole grains, all that kind of stuff, and I was still gaining weight, and I was always hungry, and it wasn't working for me. I was never really fat by American standards, but I wasn't getting the return on investment, so to speak, that I should have been getting. And then I started reading other stuff about fat and weight gain and insulin and glucose. And a lot of the books out there are really good, and I list them in my book, but I sort of did a simpler version of those books. And this absolutely works. If you want to lose fat, you have to cut back carbohydrates and you have to eat fat. It's counterintuitive, but that's a fact.
Well, you know, I love the way you set up your book, Grant. You've got a lot of different, very quick one-page essays, and it's a very tall, rectangular, you know, book that is not very wide, is what I'm trying to say. So they're really quick and easy, and they're funny and informative. I think my favorite is God is a Coconut, and Andrea is like a coconut fanatic, so.
I am.
Talk to us about why coconuts are so important.
Well, coconuts are important. They're a good food because they're high in fat, and they're high in a good kind of fat. And, you know, the book tells a little bit about that, and if I try to explain it here, it may go a little bit longer, but they're high in fat, and fat does not raise your glucose or your insulin, and they're high in a kind of fat that is readily burned as energy by the body. So you see a lot of coconut oil on the shelves, certainly more than you did 10 years ago, and it's a good thing. It's not a crazy fad. Coconut oil is good for you, but you have to eat coconut oil and any other of the good fats sort of in the absence of carbohydrates, or certainly on a low carbohydrate diet.
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of coconut oil because it has lauric acid. And with lauric acid, we know it helps to decrease the bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol. It also helps with metabolism. I mean, you know, it's funny, Grant, because like Lisa said, I mean, I really am a coconut fanatic, and I will cook eggs with it. I will bake with it. I'll do a lot of different things with it. But also what's cool about coconut oil is we can use it on our body too, in our hair. So it has so many uses. So, I mean, we're on board with you that way. We do love coconut oil.
Yeah, one of my employees uses it on his hair, and I was always wondering why his hair was a little bit greasy all the time, but he doesn't quite wash it out enough. But yeah.
And I suppose he has got to wash it out better. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell
That's
us about
so
something
funny.
Else. So some of the other things, you know, obviously you have a lot of different, you know, sayings in your book, like Lisa said. You know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, booze trumps junk. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, there's... On a traditional diet where you are told to watch your calories and don't eat or drink empty calories, that right off the bat rules out alcohol. But those kinds of diets don't work on the kind of eating plan that I and a lot of other people are recommending these days, a high-fat, super low-carb diet. almost all that matters is restricting your carbohydrates. And there are some kinds of alcohol that are really low in carbohydrates. And if a drink at night or a drink in the morning or a drink at noon is a big part of your life, then you can continue to do that. Alcohol is not good for you. I'm not saying that, but, you know, it doesn't have to be. You can continue to consume alcohol on a really low-carb, high-fat diet. Just, you know, maybe drink the wines and not the beers. And the hard liquors, not the...
Well, that I was actually going to ask you to give us an example of a couple of low-carb alcoholic beverages that people can enjoy.
Well, red wines, some white wines, vodka, you know, sort of some of the hard liquors are really low alcohol also. You know, I hardly drink alcohol myself. You know, I've had less than a pint of alcohol in the last 20 years, so it's not like... I'm fluent in the vocabulary of alcohol, but I do know that not all alcohol is high in carbohydrate. There is truth to the beer belly. Beer tends to be higher in carbohydrate than any other alcohols, but all the spirits and the red wines and some of the sparkling wines are extremely low in alcohol, so have at it.
Now, you have number 23 in the book is a fruit ruse. And the one thing I get concerned about, though, Grant, is if you're not eating fruit, you're not getting a lot of the really great nutrients and vitamins and things that are in them.
How
fiber. Are you fiber? So what do you think about that?
You know, people are under the assumption that if they don't have fiber, they won't go poop. And that's not true. I mean, amazingly enough, you will continue to have bowel movements, if I may say that, if I may use that technical term.
Sure.
Even on a high-fat, extremely low-fiber diet. And so I think people justify fruit. I mean, fruit is, you know, it's not a fun thing to hear, but fruit is just a big ball of sugar most of the time. And if you look at any food with, you know, in terms of its influence on your blood glucose and your insulin, which is what makes you gain weight, then you look at fruit differently. And fruit is hard to stop eating. You know, I used to go through 4-pound bags of Satsuma mandarins, those tiny little oranges that you can peel with mittens on. You know, I used to go through those, you know, in an evening. And so fruit is one of the foods. It's not one of the worst foods out there. I'd say first cut out grains and all bread, anything made with a grain, cut out that. And then, you know, cut out dried fruit and then cut out fresh fruit. And certainly don't drink fruit juice. Because if you look at food, don't look at an apple or an orange as just some healthy summer snack. If you look at it in terms of what it does to your blood glucose, then, you know, it's not your friend. But there's a lot of other good things that are.
You know, it's interesting because I tend to make a smoothie every day and I'll use a small amount of mango and a ton of greens and I really enjoy it. And then I read your book and I'm like, oh gosh, how do I get out of the mango habit? But then I think, well, you know, if I cut it in other ways, so, you know, but Andrea, it's back to you. This went so fast.
I know the show is over, but you know what, Grant, I know we're going to talk again, so maybe you can answer that question in the next round. Grant,
okay.
How can people find out about your website if they want to follow you and learn more?
Well, there's eatbacondontjog.com. There's no apostrophes in that. And the main thing is rivbike.com, RIVBIKE.com.
And perfect. Well, thanks, Grant.
Anywhere. Okay, sure.
Thank you. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Watch those carbs and stay well.